City Council will come back from recess. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Here. Saltzman? Adams?
Here. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance item number 1468?
Authorize an amended and restated intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for the funding of the Selwood Bridge project.
I'd like to invite Multnomah County Commissioner Deborah Cafori to come forward, and joining her will also be Portland Bureau of Transportation's Michael McGee and Office of Management and Finance Jonas Beery and Selwood Project Manager Ian Cannon. Earlier this year, Multnomah County Chair Jeff Kogan and I began discussing how we might mitigate the impact of a new library district on the city's general fund. Our fiscal staff estimated the impact into the next year due to compression. In the spirit of cooperation, that led us to the creation of a new education urban renewal district in May. Chair Kogan and I agreed to take several steps to mitigate the impacts of compression. The most significant of these steps is refinancing of the city's Selwood Bridge obligations. The changes in the IGA before you reduce the city's maximum cost from $100 million to $86 million. And I know that the final negotiations with your contractor are underway right now, and that hopefully the city's costs and your costs will be below the $86 million. And so I'd like to welcome Multnomah County Commissioner Deborah Cafori, and thank you for all your efforts on this very, very important project. Welcome.
Thank you, County Commissioner. And I'm just here today because I cannot resist the opportunity to talk about my favorite project, our Selwood Bridge. As we all know, the Selwood Bridge has been a project under consideration by Multnomah County and the residents of our community for a long, long time. The old bridge was built at the beginning of the era of the automobile, and anybody who's driven across it or, God forbid, tried to ride their bike across it knows that it needs to be replaced. And we need a bridge that has an eye to the future with state-of-the-art facilities for bikes and pedestrians, as well as meeting the highest safety standards in case of the catastrophic earthquake. And from the beginning of my time working on this project, the City of Portland and Mayor Sam Adams have been instrumental in moving this project forward. I want to thank you, Mayor, and I want to thank the Council for being really there from day one and such a huge project, being willing to step up to the plate. I'd also like to thank your project staff, in particular Michael McGee and Jody Yates, but as well as all the agency staff who have helped us through permitting, sometimes helping us move things along a little more speedy than might otherwise be to help meet deadlines. The Selwood Bridge replacement is one of the largest projects Multnomah County has ever undertaken. In fact, the only project that was larger was the original construction of the bridge in conjunction with the Ross Island and the Burnside. It was a three-bridge project that was constructed in the 1920s. And that was the last time we took on a project of this size. The other thing about this project that I think is so unique and always bears a call-out is the fact that it is a real, true partnership with the federal government, the state of Oregon, Multnomah County, and, of course, thanks to you, the City of Portland. So I appreciate your time today and appreciate your I vote on this.
Thanks. Well, thank you for your leadership on this. A difficult bridge to build in a difficult funding environment at a difficult site on a hill that keeps moving, trying to close the gap in not very helpful way. So who, Michael, are you next? Okay.
Yep.
Mr. McGee.
So Michael McGee with the Bureau of Transportation, and I'm your project coordinator for the city. I've got a brief presentation that'll outline the agreement as it's amended, as well as some updates on the project since we haven't been before you in quite a while. This is a rendering of the bridge, as we'll see in 2016 when we're finally complete. I wanted to first just go over the changes that we're proposing for the funding agreement. If you recall, in 2011, the structure was $100 million. We estimated the project to be a total of $330 million, with the city's contribution to be capped at $100 million, and then measures of cost savings from there to work our way down as we move forward. This is a little bit different in that we have new information and better information that we've gained over since 2011, and that's reflected in this agreement. Our contribution would be $74 million towards the first $270 million, and then we wouldn't see any additional costs unless the project exceeded $306 million, and then from there we would split those costs 50-50. There are some adjustments to when our disbursements will be made or the funding of the project. So we're not asked to contribute anything until June of 2014. The current agreement asks us to, would have us issuing bonds this in December. So that's why this is before you as an emergency action, so we can you know, follow through with the agreement that we made with the county. There's a second installment in 2015. The provisions for savings are still in the agreement, so whatever savings that we can achieve will be shared 50-50. That hasn't been lost, it's just been restructured. And all of our costs will be reconciled at the project completion. Our team is involved and we're seeing all of that through, and they're providing a transparent process to see all of that effort.
Can I ask you a question? What does completion of the project mean? Commissioner Cafori is a very skilled legislator. I could see that. What if she were to declare the completion is technically 2035, rather or some other date? What's the last event that actually constitutes?
The contract itself is administered through the Oregon Department of Transportation, and it's following their requirements, which is substantial completion, which is a very finite defined term, and that's what this would be.
If we have a picture of Deborah on her bicycle crossing the bridge, we can say that that's conclusive evidence that it's concluded.
When all the work that's represented in a contract is done and the project team has signed off, then that's the project completion.
Okay. I was of course, kidding, but
sure.
I'm just curious what
yes.
is that.
Yeah, it comes up often, Commissioner, and it's a very well-defined thing. That's one of the reasons why we're following the ODOT protocol.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? It's been a while, so I just wanted, we've had some of the community ask some questions, and there's been some uncertainty, and they thought maybe we were making some changes. So I just want this more for the general public to make them know we're retaining all the major elements. The funding agreement and the changes we're doing to save money aren't affecting those. It's still going to be a beautiful architecturally designed with the lighting, the artwork, all of those elements are going to be there. All the multimodal separate facilities for bikes and beds are retained. We're making all the connections to the trail system. It's going to be able to handle all the freight traffic that we're expecting, and it has the components that we need to be able to support the streetcar, which is no small effort because it had to be strengthened in order to meet that. We're doing the interchange improvements, and we have the detour bridge, which is a critical element, which is, you'll see, I have some construction photos, which is sliding the existing structure downstream, essentially, so that we are only going to disrupt traffic for 1 week, and then they'll drive on the existing structure, and we'll go to work on the new structure, and then we'll switch people over. And I've got some pictures to show our progress on there. But all the major elements that the community's asked for and is expecting is still in the project. As far as our product, we're on track to meet our schedule. There's some early work packages that are underway. As was mentioned earlier, the county is in final negotiations with the contractor for the major packages, which is the actual bridge structure and the interchange. That major work is going to start in January. We're expecting to do the bridge translation in the middle of January, so that is all being formed up. We are meeting our targets for the emerging small businesses, and about 70% of the product is being handled through subcontractors, so that translates to local jobs that we're putting people to work with family wage jobs, which I know is important to the commissioners and the community. And our target date hasn't changed. We're still going to have substantial completion in 2016. So I have here some construction photos that we're maintaining. There's a tremendous project record that's underway. It's a little bit difficult to see, but if you look where the shadows are, or downstream on the left, you can see the workings that are underway. You can see below some new concrete that's part of the connection, the ramps to the Oregon Highway 43 interchange. and there's a lot of work that's going in water with the detour bridge and other things that we need in anticipation of building the new bridge. Here's a nice picture that you can actually see the rails and all the work that's going in. You can now envision that the existing bridge to your right is going to be slid over onto the new support system, and that's targeted for mid-January. It's going to take about a week for them to do it. So they're getting everything prepared for that event. And there's going to be a great video that's going to showcase all that, lots of information. Yes, yeah. And then this is just another picture that shows you the decking and the work that's going underway to make that connection to on the Highway 43 side, where the traffic will eventually get moved over. And it's just a tremendous amount of work that's already underway with the early work packages. And I just wanted for the public to remind them of their website, selwoodbridge.org, for information. It's a tremendous resource for the community. If they have questions or anything about what's going on, that's a great place for them to go.
There's a video cam, so you can watch 24 hours a day construction of the Selwood Bridge.
Whoa.
Do you have that on at home at all times?
You dropped your wrench. Move it.
Yep, you should get like an intercom system. Like, all right, that's 20 minutes for lunch. Back up.
Mom, can't we watch something else?
Mr. Cannon, would you like to make some remarks?
Actually, I'm just here if any questions. So,
Mr. Berry, are we all good?
Ditto, just here for questions.
All right. Any discussion from council? Thank you very much. We really appreciate you coming over, Commissioner, to help make the presentation.
Thank you. We should also note that the Multnomah County Commission will be voting on this on our agenda next week. So. Great.
Does anyone wish to testify on this matter?
No one else signed up.
All right. See no one to testify. Carla, can you please call the vote on emergency ordinance item number 1468?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you, Commissioner Cofori, for your leadership on this in partnership with Chair Kogan and Mayor Adams. And this is a very necessary and worthy project, and we appreciate the county's working with us to reallocate some of the funding. Aye.
Fish?
Thanks, Deborah. And maybe this will free up some money to keep that safety net afloat over the next couple of years. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, good work to Multnomah County and also to Mayor Adams for leading the way for the city's ability to participate and be a partner in this most critical piece of infrastructure that I can think of. So good work. Aye.
Adams.
To the PBOT folks and the Multnomah County bridge folks and the contractor and our finance guy, Mr. Berry, and Commissioner staff, thanks, and to the chair and his staff, thanks for working with us on a variety of levels related to this project. It's really great to see it moving forward, and thank you for working with us through this project in partnership related to the library levy compression. So thank you all very much. Appreciate it. All right. So approved, and we are adjourned. Finally, for the week, right.